Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm excited about it. Welcome. Those are our morning announcements. We're working on that. I think I have an idea for Josiah. We're going to have to loop it a little bit longer. Do me a favor. While we were listening to our theme song and our morning announcements, I was sharing. Do me a favor. Go and share the video as well. And if you have a prayer request, please put it down in the comments so that we can be so that we can pray over you, so that we can put your name before heaven, put your family's name before heaven. We just thank God for the faithfulness of how he answers our prayers. Do me a favor, share the video. If you have not, y'all know where I'm about to go. If you have not, I'm telling you, you're going to be mad at yourself. You're going to be like, why didn't I listen? I was talking to someone yesterday. And he said something so powerful. He said, you know, there are some things sometimes in life that you'll skip by or you'll miss over, and then you come back with great regrets. We never know when a season changes or when God asks us to do something, or even if God doesn't ask us, we just need to do it because we know it's good for us, and we'll miss it. And I'm talking about Pillow Talk Virtual Online. Go get registered. Five potent, like, you can't get, first of all, for the price, you can't get it nowhere. But this is not just, this is not preaching. This is empowerment. This is skill set. This is teaching. This is development. This is workshop. Go today. Register for your spot for Virtual Pillow Talk. And let me tell you something. If you cannot, say you want it, but you may have to miss a session or something else. For everybody who registers, guess what we're going to do? It's going to be recorded, and you're going to get sent a link so that you can go back and review the resources and review the materials. I'm telling you, I'm telling you. And I know people are like, well, why are you charging? I got speakers to pay. I got speakers to pay. We have resources that we need to do. I want you to invest this in yourself. You are worth this moment. You are worth this minute. So go ahead and get registered. For Pillow Talk. One more thing real quick. If you have not bought your copy of 30 Days of Prayer, please, I'm praying through this book myself, and it is just making me a better mother towards my sons. Yesterday, I was praying the verse over my son's teachers, and no, we're not in a school year, but I just started thanking God that Judah and Josiah this year would have favor with their teachers, and I'm just grateful. So if you've even bought 30 Days of Prayer, buy multiple copies. Also, July 29th is the next Feed the Streets. We want you to serve. We want you to be involved with us. My voice is getting stronger. Oh, my God. My voice is, I felt it this one. Come on. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Y'all don't know about these vocal cords. It's been a journey. But, Lord, we thank you. So do me a favor. Go ahead and share the video. Go on and get your online spot for Pillow Talk. You will not be disappointed. You're going to come back and say, LMJ, you were right. I was not disappointed. I always get and receive from Pillow Talk as well. So I don't want you to miss your spot. I want you to go in and register. Now you'll get to meet my, if you've not met my mother, I've done several things with my mom. You'll get to meet my mom. You'll get to meet my sisters who are phenomenal and who are have a long history of what they do in community. Sometimes it's just good to sit at the table. We just sit at the table. Teresa is sharing about her nephew, her great nephew, and it's quite the story. They have had a few miscarriages. This ministry has been praying for them to bring forth life. And last night, their baby, Brian Keith, was born last night. We've been praying for her niece and nephew to have a baby. They had had a few miscarriages. Yesterday, she was in labor a little bit on time. This baby she kept on time. So we have a new miracle baby. And if y'all know how I feel about praying for barrenness, this is fruit to your credit for standing in the gap with us. And I'm just so grateful. So, Lord God, thank you for Brian Keith that was born last night. Thank you for how you will utilize him for purpose. Thank you, Lord God, for overwhelming the goodness of his parents. Thank you, Lord God, for giving them strength. And I think we've been praying for this, Teresa, for some years now. Teresa has been with the ministry for years, and we've been praying for this for years. Well, they gave her help. She sent me the picture to a beautiful, full, big, full-term baby boy. So God is just so, so faithful and so powerful and so significant and so amazing. And he attends to our cries and he attends to our prayers. And even though it may not look like it's happening in one season, baby, it's happening. The other day, the Lord gave me a word. And if you're not subscribed, right, to all our partners, I sent out a word about through being faithful through the end of the month, to trust God, to believe God, to keep praying. And the word that God had given me at the first of the month was Psalms 1:3, that he will bless the work of our hands. And so the other day he took me back to that word, and I was meditating the word, and I was on the phone with Jess. That's why you need covenant partnerships. And she was like, I've been, you know, I was listening and looking up the meaning of this particular word, you know, used in theirs. And I'm like, okay, so talking about times and season, and then God had given us Ecclesiastes 3:11, and it was just confirmation. And the season that is referred to in these two particular verse is your due season. Woo! Come on, your due season. Like your due season. And I'm like, Lord God, thank you. You know, I'm praying that we are entering into our due season. So when she sent me, for me, I'm a sign person. I always look for signs and symbols. So when she sent me that this baby had been born, I'm like, due season. Like due season in this season was the season. Come on, vocal cords, I feel you too. In this season was the season for the baby to be born. And so, Lord God, I'm thank you for our due season, our now season, the season, the due season for things to come. And so perhaps maybe I hear you, Lord, you've been frustrated because y'all keep sharing. Perhaps you've been frustrated because it looked like things weren't happening at the rate or speed that you thought that they should happen. But I promise you, things are moving in your life at the rate and the speed of God. There is a due season. Can you write that in your notes this morning? Woo! Because I don't want you to live in frustration anymore. Because typically when we live in frustration, what also happens is we live in bitterness. Woo! And so I don't want you to live in frustration. And I don't want you to live in bitterness. Come on, y'all. My God. So this is my due season, Janice. Come on, say it. Yeah. This is my due season, Renee. Come on, y'all. This is my due season. This is my due season. Come on. This is my due season. Lord God, I thank you for my due season. My God, thank you. Thank you for my due season. Come on, you can speak to yourself like this. Lord, this is my due season. Woo, come on. This is my due season. This is my due season. Yeah, this is my due season. Be specific to yourself. There's nothing wrong with you speaking to yourself and praying over yourself like that. Let me pray, and we're going to get in the word. Ooh, we got some word today. Father God, thank you. Woo. Thank you, Father God, that you cause your children to advance. Woo! Thank you, Father God, that you cause all things to be new. Woo! Thank you, Father God, for due season. Woo! Thank you, Father God, for breakthrough. Woo! Thank you, Father God, for helping us to overcome challenges. Thank you, Father God, if there is any mountain or that is in our way, Lord God, that you move it, you remove it. Father God, thank you that you are carrying us through the valleys. Thank you, Father God, for new strength. Thank you, Father God, for fresh born ideas. Thank you, Father God, that we are flourishing. Thank you, Father God, that we are steadfast. Thank you, Father God, that we are immovable. Thank you, Father God, that we are open to the newness of God. Thank you, Father God, for fresh grace. Woo! Thank you, Father God, for brand new mercies. Thank you, Lord God, for causing us to triumph. Thank you, Father God, for Jesus. Woo! Thank you, Father God, for fresh oil. Thank you, Father God, for more of your power. Thank you, Father God, for new strength. Thank you, Father God, for witty ideas. Thank you, Father God, for creative inventions. Thank you, Father God, that you are opening doors and have opened doors that no man can shut. Thank you, Father God, that we're bold. Thank you, Father God, that we are sober. Thank you, Father God, that you have removed from our lives anything that would interfere with us, with us and with you, with us, with our relationship with you. Thank you, Lord God, that you are removing the idols from our lives, my God, and you will be the only one true God. Thank you, Father God, for peace. Thank you, Father God, for joy. Thank you, Father God, for love, my God. Thank you, Father God, for self-control. Thank you, Lord God, that you open the eyes of our understanding to the hope of who you have called us to be in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, no weapon formed against us, our family, our business, our ministries, our churches, our pastors, our leaders shall prosper. We plead the blood of Jesus over this day. We plead the blood of Jesus over our leaders, over our nation. Father God, we thank you. No weapon formed against this nation shall prosper. We thank you, Lord God, that you are giving us godly leadership, those that will submit and surrender to you. Father God, we pray for fathers today. Thank you, Lord God, for fathers, for godly men, and even surrogate fathers, Lord God, for to help our young men. We thank you, Father God, that you are leading us, my God, into the right places. We thank you, Father God, that we are sober-minded. My God, we thank you, Lord God, for justice. We thank you for your sovereignty. We thank you, Father God, for your mercy. When we do things, woo, and we don't get what we deserve, we thank you, Father God, that your hand will be seen on our lives and your hand will be seen on the lives of our children. Woo! Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for overwhelming us with your goodness today. My God, we thank you. My God, we bless you. My God, we magnify you. My God, we glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm excited. And the reason I'm excited is because I know that this is a season of breakthroughs. I know God is going to do more for the kingdom and for the body of Christ that has ever been done before. I thank you, Lord God, today we are in full control of our emotions. I hear you, Lord. Woo! We are able to discern. We disconnect from negative thinking. Woo! My God, we disconnect from anxiety, from worry. We thank you, Father God, that we are flooded with your peace. My God, we disconnect from discontent. We find our contentment in you. Ooh. Thank you, Father God, for overwhelming us with your goodness. Thank you, Father God, for your mercy. Thank you, Father God, for a sound mind. Thank you, Father God, that we are seated in victory. Lord God, help us to cast down every thought, every wicked imagination that exalts itself against, there we go, that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. Great is your faithfulness. Can you put that in the comments today? Great is your faithfulness. Lord God, great is your faithfulness. Ooh! Great is your faithfulness. This is a season of breakthroughs, I'm telling you. I'm not trying to tell you something so you can be hype and all this other stuff. I don't have time for that. That becomes witchcraft. That becomes manipulation. I'm not trying to manipulate you to believe Jesus. I'm just going to declare what I keep hearing God say. And it's funny because a woman of God I pray with texted me and said the same thing. And the word that God had given me, and I'm going to give you the definition for those of y'all who are like me that works work. The word that God had given me, as soon as she texts, she's like, this is breakthrough. Like, it's not now, it's now. And then the word that God had given me, I hear you, Lord. I'm going to speak in term and time. Yes, sir. Breakthrough, a sudden, dramatic, an important discovery or development. A sudden, dramatic, and important discovery of development. I hear you, Lord. That means it could be one way today, and the next day, the next hour, the next minute, it can be totally something different. Woo! That means it could be one way today. Could be this minute. By the end of the devotional, your situation can change. You ought to read. You should run. You should run with the possibility that by the end of the devotional, your situation should. This ought to be where you just start thanking God for what seems impossible, Valda. Thanking God for what seems impossible. You. That means by the end of the. Let me go on and say it. Thank you. 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 Because there are some things in my life, Keidra, that I need to experience a sudden change. So, Crystal, I'm going to go on and thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm not going to wait. I'm not even going to wait. I'm not even trying to see what it is. I don't even care what he changes. I don't even care what he does. I just know that this is the season of breakthrough. So I'm going to go on and thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to go on and thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to go on and come in agreement. Woo! With the timing of the Lord. Woo! I'm going to go on and come in agreement. I'm going to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for my sons. And I'm going to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for my spiritual daughters. And I'm going to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for my partners. And I'm going to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for my sisters. And I'm going to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for my cousins. And I'm going to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for my mama. And I'm going to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for my daddy. And I'm going to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for my brothers. And I'm going to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for my city. And I'm going to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for my nation. And I'm going to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this continent. And I'm going to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for my world. And I'm going to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because you have the capability. You have the capability to bring a sudden dramatic change in my life in the next 30 minutes. In the next 30 minutes, I can go from sick to healed. Come on, y'all. In the next, see, most people be like, they don't want, I don't talk like that. No, you might be in the season where you may be in the season. You may be in the season where you haven't endured. You may be in the season where you having to stretch. See, but what I've learned to do in those seasons, I can't even bend my camera because my camera will fall. What I've learned to do in those seasons is I thank God for his potential. Woo! I thank God for his. See, I done been in seasons where it looked like don't nothing move. I done been in seasons where my bank account is low. I done been in seasons where more bills than money. I done been in seasons where my body has been inflicted. I spent a whole season with the potential. Y'all, my baby was jumping yesterday. I spent a whole season with the potential of we were going to lose a leg. A whole season, a whole 7 months of doctor's visits and antibiotics and bad reports. And I spent a whole season, right, of looking at the potential that he might not be able to go to college. I spent a whole season that he might not walk across the stage for graduation. I spent a season. But what I continued to do was bless the potential of God. God, my God. What I continued to do was celebrate the potential of God. Because I know what miracles look like. So yesterday when he was in my room, Eb, when he was in my room, Keisha, and he was doing his physical therapy, and he said, Mama, look. And he began to jump up and down on the ankle. See, my baby had 3 surgeries. He had hardware in his leg that was never supposed to be removed. They told him he would have the hardware for the rest of his life. You're going to have the screws and the plate for the rest of your life. What looked like a potential mess. And they had to remove the hardware. And then they said, we may have to remove the hardware. God said, I'm going to get the glory out of this. So yesterday when he was in my room and he was doing his physical therapy and he was jumping up and down on the ankle, on the womb, he jumping up and down. See, that was my thank yous. Brought the, see, y'all understand how God worked. See, so when I was praising God and worshiping God and still teaching and still moving, what I was saying was it ain't magic. So when people tell you, oh, you might have to be in this season and sometimes suffering is necessary, that's fine. But when they find you worshiping and when they find you declaring, tell them that you're thinking for the, I can't even get this out. Tell them, I might not even be able to teach the lesson today. Tell them that you are thanking them for his potential. Ah! Tell them when people are arguing with you, whether it's biblical for you to believe God at this capacity, because they don't understand that you understand that prayer takes the supernatural and brings it into the natural. Tell them, I gotta go. Ah! Tell them, I'm thanking you. I'm thanking God for his potential. I'm thanking God because he has the capability to do a sudden dramatic change. And don't you interfere with my faith because you don't understand my level or the knowledge of God I have to take a forlorn, dark, death-looking situation and turn it into a situation. See, we have infection to the bone. We didn't have infection. We have infection in the bone. The next assignment was to remove the bone or even take the leg. So I begin to praise God and thank him for the potential. Woo! So we thank God and we praise God for the potential of God. People don't understand this kind of faith. Hebrews, come on, y'all rock with me this morning. Hebrews says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. The first faith is in Jesus. I accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Then the Holy Spirit comes, my God, to remind us who we are. And then as his dearly beloved children, we become familiar with the nature of God by studying his word day and night, meditating on his laws and precepts so that we can be transformed. So then when we do hit a pocket of despair, we know the nature of God. And when the enemy is saying, no matter the diagnosis, Gwen, no matter the diagnosis, no matter the diagnosis. So when we look at the potential of God, when we talk about the potential God, what I'm saying is I am placing my faith in an opportunity for me to believe and to trust God. I am placing my faith in God's potential versus the diagnosis. My God, I am placing my faith in God's potential versus what the naysayers say. I am placing my faith in God's potential, what he has the capacity to do. My God. So when the Lord gives me a word and said, this is a season, not a moment, not a minute. This is a season of breakthroughs. This is your due season. You have suffered long enough. You are to live as the privilege of God. Then my job is to believe and to receive. There's nothing else. And if nobody has ever been in a destitute situation or a desperate situation, no one will ever understand your faith. What is wrong with me believing God for healing? What is wrong with me believing God for financial fortitude? What is wrong with me believing God for my business to prosper? And the only time we don't and we are hesitant is when something has interfered with our faith. It's unsound doctrine for someone to come and tell you not to trust God. It's unsound doctrine for somebody to come tell you not to have your faith and belief that God can produce a miracle, even unto death. The Lord was dealing with me about death last night, or the other day. He said, I want to remind you something. He said, it's still a miracle to go be with Jesus. When my late husband went to be with the Lord, wasn't what I wanted. But when I started listening to where he was, and he said, baby, I think I'm ready to go home. And I said, yes, sir, I understand. He said, but if you need me to stay, I won't be selfish. I'll stay. And I looked him in his face and I said, I won't be selfish. Because the miracle, see, I understand the whole message of the cross was a miracle. The miracle was in Jesus. So for him to go be with Jesus was a miracle within itself. His sickness was not unto death, because by the time that his soul left his body, he was healed, he was set free, and he was made whole. See, that's a different type of revelation that the enemy does not ever want us to walk in true revelation of how real, how deep, and how powerful God is. We don't determine what God does, but our prayers position us to be in a relationship with God. Our worship, the sound of worship. See, you got to go study Revelation. The sound of worship, true worship, provokes something with God. So when we are in a circumstance or a situation where it looks meek or the report isn't good, and we make a decision, because I'm sick of this right now. People, you know, let's name it or claim it. That's prosperity gospel. No, my faith is in God. My faith is, if I'm doing all that I can, go to the story of the widow. Woo! She did all she can. Her husband left her in debt. If I am doing all I possibly can, if I am presenting myself daily as a reasonable sacrifice, if I am seeking first the kingdom of heaven, why wouldn't I put my full weight and trust that God can heal, that God can deliver, that God can set free, that God can deal with any demon, any devil in hell, when my word tells me so? This is, you tell me to read the word. I'm not going to take part of what I'm comfortable with. No, I'm getting ready to make this word my lifestyle. Jesus is still alive today. He performed miracles. He performed signs. He performed wonders. And nothing in the word tells me that's old, that's now. He said, miracles, signs, wonders, follow those who believe. So when the Lord keeps reiterating, this is the season of breakthroughs, then my position, Gwen, my position, Cheryl, my position, Julia, is that I'm going to sit by, and I'm not going to sit by idly. I'm going to sit by in faith, and I'm going to position my heart, because I know the sound of my Lord. He says, my sheep know my voice. I'm going to position my heart for whatever it is God wants to break through, Patricia, in my life. For whatever it is God wants to change in my life. For whatever it is God wants to do in my life, I'm going to position. And how I position myself in faith is by thanking him for the potential of whatever it is he's going to do, and rejoice and be content until my situation changes. Thank you, Lord. My God. Yeah, Kelly, faith will set you free. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. So I'm not bound by how I talk to God. I'm not bound by people who don't understand. Nobody will ever understand the miracle you need if they have never walked in your shoes. When my son went to prison, it was unthinkable. He had been raised in the word, spirit-filled, baptized, full of faith. It was unthinkable. It was not what I imagined. It was not what I hoped for. It was not what I looked to, but it happened. When he went and he got there, it was heartbreaking, but I began to thank God, woo, for favor with the wardens. I began to thank God that his heart was being changed. I began to thank God for his potential. When I talked to him 2 days ago, I spoke to his potential, because I know that there is a God that walks and works and moves through walls that I can't touch. Woo! So I begin to speak to the potential of what God can do. I don't have faith in man. I have faith in God. When there is a hard place, when there is a person that you know is either supposed to bless you, or you're supposed to be connected to, or they are supposed to open up a door for you, The king, the heart, Proverbs says, the heart of the king is in God's hands. Don't think no person cannot respond to God. God is in control of every person on this earth. If there is a hard place, thank God for the potential of changing this. You will not lose out in faith. You will not lose out in faith. You will not lose out in faith. You will not. You will not. I promise you, you will always win. Let me pray for us. That wasn't even my message today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you today that you have already said this is a season of breakthroughs. I thank you, Father God, for clarity, for wisdom, for conciseness. I thank you, Father God, you are divinely positioning us in the places that we are supposed to do. I thank you, Father God, that we may not even know what the breakthrough is. We may not even know what we really need. We may be praying for you to one thing, but there may be something else we really need. So we thank you, Father God, for a sudden dramatic change in our finances. We thank you, Father God, for a sudden dramatic change in our health. We thank you, Father God, for sudden dramatic changes in our families. We thank you, Father God, for sudden, I hear you, Holy Spirit. This is a season of change. We thank you, Father God, for sudden dramatic change in our relationships. We thank you, Father God, for promotion and increase on our jobs. I want to deal with something. I want to deal with something for a second. Give me just a minute. We're going to be out of here. For those of you, because you don't think you're educated enough, because you don't think your skill set, because you say to yourself, I didn't ever want to be noticed. You need to start seeking and declaring promotion over your life. It's not about your skill set. It's about you being in position so people can be blessed. Joseph was in position so that he could be a blessing to the people. It is not humble that you sit around, well, I don't want to be promoted and I'm good where I am. You need to get the people of God. It is time for the people of God to be in industries, to be in jobs, to be on places where they are promoted and in positions to stand instead. It's enough evil in these places. We need the people of God to be raised up so systems, so mountains can be influenced and changed. You're not thinking high enough. You're not thinking big enough. You have seated yourself in a lowly position and said, this is it. This is enough. No, God needs to get you into position so that you can be in position for everything. You have thought about yourself for too long. This is not about you. This is generational. Every place you show up, you ought to want to take it over. Every place you show up, you ought to want to transform. If it's in your name, I don't care what it is. And Lord, forgive me for not wanting to be in position. Now, Lord, help me to get into position. Help me to see myself as you see me so that I can be exactly where I'm supposed to be for the kingdom of God. It's not about you. It's about divine positioning. It's about discipleship. It's about flourishing. It's about growth for the kingdom. We will miss out on opportunities because we play ourselves down. Supposed to grow. Supposed to flourish. Supposed to get big. Woo! Supposed to. My God. So Father God, thank you. You're supposed to grow. You're supposed to flourish. You're supposed to get big. And stop trying to add value to yourself by feeding your deficit. God don't care about your deficit. As a matter of fact, that's how miracles are made. And what I mean by that, trying to take all these little classes and all this stuff, because a man told you that's how you get promoted. God got promotion for you his way. God got increase for you his way. God got positioning for you his way, because he needs more of us in hard areas so that lives can begin to change. Father God, I thank you for a fresh anointing on your people today. I scream. I want to scream so bad, but I got neighbors. I scream, and you know I'm screaming. Breakthrough. My God. My God. Just like when they walked around Jericho seven times, Lord God, we declare breakthrough, that the walls are falling insignificant at a significant pace, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh my God, I hope you receive this today. Because I'm going to save my little notes for later. I hope you receive this today. I hope you receive it. Begin to declare breakthrough in your house over yourself. You can touch stuff. You don't have to settle and just say, okay, I'm okay. It's just I want it to be the same. You do not. You need resources for what you got to do. You need help for what you got to do. And in your stead, until the change comes, we worship and we receive the grace. We worship and we receive the grace. Woo! Lord God, I thank you for flipping and turning things around immediately. I thank you, Father God, for the testimonies that are going to come in even right after the devotional. I thank you for the testimonies that will come in right after the devotional. Lord, two things. Lord, place it on your heart to give, to partner with this ministry. Come on, lmjministries.org. Go to the website. All the ways to give are right there. Second thing is this starts, your fire starter is Jesus. This starts with Jesus. This starts with Jesus. This starts with you accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Woo, my eyes say immediately. I felt that immediately, suddenly. You can say it any way you want to. Increase, promotion, and breakthrough starts with Jesus. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ, Jesus is not just a get out of jail free card. I'm sorry. He transformed my life. He transformed my thinking. If that is you and you feel the pull, today is the day I need to confess my sins and I need my fresh start. I want you to repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I'm in need of a Savior. I'm asking you to come into my heart to take away my sins. I promise to love and follow you best I can. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. If you prayed that prayer, send us an email, info@justbeinglmj.com. Now let me confess over you. My God, I thank you, Father God, that your face is turning towards your people today, that you shine brightly, that they will not miss a thing in this season, and they will not settle. Open doors, open eyes, make blind eyes open. Give them ears to hear the way where you're saying go this way and that way. Let me confess over you. Because we give tithes and offerings, we believe we receive jobs and better jobs, raises and bonuses, benefits, sales and commissions, settlements, estates and inheritance, interest and income, rebates and returns, checks in the mail, gifts and surprises, lost money found, bills paid off, debts demolished, and royalties received. We receive God's grace to walk in overflow and fulfillment. We are under an open heaven. We declare the glory of God. We declare the manifested presence of God. We declare the manifested power of God. We declare the goodness of God. Therefore, we expect more out of heaven than ever before. We are surrounded by favor, and we receive our harvest by faith. They say two things. This is the season of trust and obey. And hopefully I can teach what I need to teach. It may not get in until Saturday. But this is a season of trust and obey. You got to trust God and you got to obey God. No matter how strange it seems, your obedience is what's going to produce your miracle. He tell you to go, go. He tell you to sow, sow. He tell you to stop, stop. He tell you no, don't do it. He tell you yes, run full throttle. The season to trust and obey is upon you. And I promise you, you'll see the hand of God like never before. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. I love you. Do me a favor. Go be loved today. Let somebody else experience the love of God through you. And I'll see you back here in the morning, 6 a.m. Bring your sisters, bring your cousin, bring your friends. Tell them to come in and hang out with us today, tomorrow. And I'll see you then. I love y'all so much. Thank you. Thank you.